The University Murders by Richard McAndrew.
Chapter 1. Is Billy Marr telling the truth? "Tell me again about this woman you killed, Billy," said Logan. It was late one Thursday afternoon, and Inspector Jenny Logan of the Edinburgh Police was sitting at her desk in the London Road police station. Opposite her was an ordinary-looking man wearing a dirty pair of jeans, an old blue pullover, and a dark green jacket with holes in it. His name was Billy Marr.
"I've told you already, Inspector," said Billy, waving a finger in the air. "She's up in Calton Hill. I killed her with my own hands. I killed her and left her body in the grass."
In a corner of the room by the door sat Sergeant Grant. There was a notebook on his crossed legs. But the notebook was closed and he did not have a pen in his hand. He looked bored.
"What did she look like?" he asked Marr.
Billy Marr turned to look at Grant.
"You think I'm lying, don't you? You think I'm not telling you the truth this time? Just because I've come in here sometimes when I've had a few drinks and I've told you about things I haven't really done, you think I'm making this up?"
Billy turned back to Logan.